we bring in the head coach of the Harding Academy Wildcats, Roddy Moat. Roddy, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your season so far and making it here to War Memorial Stadium.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Coach, talk about your team this year. Haven't lost a game and hoping that tomorrow you don't lose, because that would mean you're a state champion.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm just real proud of our kids and you know, the tremendous effort and you know, it's been real resilient all year long. And you start early in August, and as you progress throughout the season, you hope you're getting better and better, so that you can make, you know, end up doing well in conference play and make the playoffs and make a deep run. And you know, fortunately, we've been able to do that this year, and we're excited.
You look at your team, and over the last few years, y'all have been in the playoffs. Y'all have had a long run and maybe missing once here and there. How much does that help your team, knowing that, you know, you're used to success and used to being in the playoffs and here to, with a chance to win a state title?
Well, you know, the groundwork had been laid a long time ago with Coach B and, you know, Coach Barton. And of course, Tommy Shoemaker followed him. And you know, there was a lot of success early and you know, being able to come in and be a part of the, you know, that success and be able to, you know, in a sense, I guess, continue it and, you know, make the playoffs. You know, it's you know, something I guess our kids expect. You know, they expect to, you know, to get in the playoffs and you know, expectations are high. Seems like they're high every year and you know, I don't know, year in, year out, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, we're knocking at the door, I guess.
Roddy, what's been the key to this run this year for your Wildcats?
Well, you know, I think you, especially at this level, you know, you got to be healthy. And we've been very fortunate to, you know, to stay away from injuries. And we've had some kids maybe at some positions, or especially on defense, we've, you know, lost, you know, two very good linebackers and a, you know, one DB and a, D lineman off of last year's team that, you know, two of them were all-state performers and they had, you know, really were kind of the nucleus of our defense over the last 3 years, and, you know, to lose those guys and replace them with some guys that hadn't really had a lot of game experience, and to see those you know, those guys at those positions really you know, develop over the course of the year, and you know, we've kind of maybe, I think we're probably pretty solid across, you know, on defense at all 11 positions. And, you know, we just don't have the guy that will, you know, roll down there and strike or deliver the big blow. But, you know, we're just solid. And I think defense is, you know, a key to a real good football team. And also the, you know, turnover, you know, margin and not being able to turn the ball over, but on defense being able to create them.
You look at Glenn Rose and what they do. What's one thing that you're working on when you watch film that they do really well that you're going to try to stop?
Man, they are so balanced on offense. You know, they do a great job of running the football, and you know, they're very big up front. I mean, big. And you know, the quarterback does a great job of you know, running their offense, and you know, they've got two receivers, you know, as bookies that do a great job, and, you know, they've got speed in between. So, you know, they're really, really a tough football team to defend, you know, defensively. And then on the other side of the ball, they're, you know, they're very solid. And you know, they have that size up front, so it makes it tough on, you know, on a smaller offensive line. And you know, then they rally to the ball and utilize their speed that they have, you know, on the back end to, you know, to get to the football, and they close pretty quick. So, you know, it'd definitely be a big challenge for us, but we're excited about it.
Roddy, what are some of the keys offensively and defensively for the Wildcats tomorrow to win this 3A state championship game against Glen Rose?
Well, you know, I think, you know, definitely turnovers. I think in big ball games, you know, definitely have to, you know, take care of the football. And then, you know, I think you have to be solid in the kicking game and you got to take advantage of field position and you know, you got to play four entire quarters and you know, sometimes when you get in ball games, things don't, you know, click maybe just like they have all season, but you got to be patient and, stay with what you believe in and hope your kids play well and you just prepare and go play well.
Roddy, good luck tomorrow, and congratulations again for getting here, and we'll see you over here at the stadium tomorrow.
Okay, sure do. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.